This goes to Dr. Pacis, P-A-C-I-S, fax 989-802-8418, and Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956. Regarding Mary Ramon, R-A-M-O-N, date of birth 12/25 of 1939. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Ramon, who was seen in consultation on April 16th of this year for progressively worsening creatinine levels. She had been having uncontrolled hypertension, and also she had an echocardiogram that was done in January, on January 30th of 2024, that showed possible severe regurgitation of the mitral valve with thickening. Ejection fraction was 56, and she had moderate tricuspid regurgitation with elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressures. Although when she had the echocardiogram redone 5/7 of this year, there is mild regurgitation according to this echo with just the thickened mitral valve. She did have moderate tricuspid regurgitation and mildly elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure and the same grade 2 diastolic dysfunction with ejection fraction of 53. The patient's symptoms do not support severe mitral regurgitation. She has no dyspnea at rest, minimal dyspnea on mild exertion. She does get short of breath when she walks up one flight of stairs, though, but that is stable and unchanged. She also was taken off amlodipine since her last visit and has been switched to hydralazine, 25 milligram twice a day. So far, that seems to be working for blood pressure, and her swelling is stable. And we switched her to 20 milligram of Lasix daily, and that seems to be working and also controlling blood pressure when she takes it daily. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. The dyspnea on exertion is stable, and it only occurs if she climbs a flight of stairs or walks up, walks uphill or exerts herself in that way. She does have edema that happens every day of the lower extremities. She does try to limit her salt intake, and we've asked her to limit fluid intake to 64 ounces per 24 hours, including all fluids. And she's been trying to do that also. And she has lost 4 pounds since she was seen in consultation. And bowels, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Physical exam, weight 146 pounds, pulse is 68, blood pressure 120 over 62, right arm sitting, large adult cuff. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. It's difficult to hear a mitral murmur. I don't auscultate a mitral murmur at this point. No rub, no gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. Left lower extremity has 1+ edema, and that's the side that had the left total knee replacement done. Right lower extremity, a trace of edema, and brisk capillary refill. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 16th, 2024. Creatinine was 1.11, which was improved. Estimated GFR is 49. Albumin 4.2, calcium is 10, electrolytes normal, phosphorus 3.3, intact parathyroid hormone 109.9, we will monitor that, that's probably secondary hyperparathyroidism, Hemoglobin is 11.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. We did order a renal artery duplex study, but that was an inconclusive study, non-diagnostic due to bile gas. And Dr. Fuente did not recommend redoing that study at this point or doing any studies involving contrast due to very well-controlled blood pressure and improving kidney function. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels, most likely secondary to longstanding hypertension and congestive heart failure. The patient's current Lasix dose appears to be working well if she takes 20 milligrams once a day. We do approve of the hydralazine 25 milligram twice a day, replacing the amlodipine. She should continue to limit fluid intake to 56 to 64 ounces a day and to follow a low-salt diet. We want labs done every 3 months. It appears as if she's got stable heart function. A tricuspid valve has more regurgitation. She has more of a right-sided heart failure, most likely, secondary to lung disease, and that could be monitored over time. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.